Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Sangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 25 kumabasa 2022 igama ngontungamili nkomo nanzi ezihamba phambili intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wenzela amhlophe usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. Umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair uyaqala kusasa, abanye besithi awusoze ulethe umahluko kwezenotho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile ngemva kokwehla kancane ngenyanga edluleyo. Ugatsha lwe-Energy Regulatory Authority lwazise ukuthi kusukela namuhla ilitha yedizili isithengiswa nge-$1.71 isuka ku-$1.60 okutsho ukuthi ikhwele nge-$0.11. Ilitha yepetulo yona ikhwele isuka ku-$1.59 ngemali yemelika njalo yaya ku-$1.63. Abacubungula ezenotho bathi ukukhwela kwamafutha lokhu kulakho ukubangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yezinto ezitolo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron amhlophe kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. UMacron unqobe ngemiklomelo engamachumi amahlanu lasishiyangalombili ekhulwini 58%, kwathi obencintisana laye unkosikazi Marine Le Pen wathola engamachumi amane lanye ekhulwini i-41.4%. Kumbiko awethule enkundleni yeTwitter uMnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe. Uthe njalo ubona kulokukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Sixoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Lanxa ngingazi ukuthi bangabangane kumba sobangane, kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi befanele ukuthi yena akhalele ukuthi hayi ngiyakuhalalisela umnumzana Macron, bengicela njalo ukuthi uzongincedisa eZimbabwe sibe lokhetho olukhululekileyo oluhambisana leconstitution yeZimbabwe. Kuyangehlula ukubamba ukhetho olukhululekileyo, kuyangehlula ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo akhululeke akhankase engavinjelwanga, kuyangehlula ukuthi amapholisa angathatha uhlangothi, izekhi ingathatha uhlangothi, kuyangehlula ukuthi abantu abangaphandle bavote. Bayavota phela kulawo mazwe abahalaliselayo laba abangaphandle. Ngakho bayifanele acele ukuthi azoncediswa ukuze kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe.
Uthi umongameli Mnangagwa ikusasa lobudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance liyakhazimula. Ungabe ukubona lawe ngaleyo ndlela?
Ubudlelwane ngeke buqine nxa iZimbabwe ingahloniphi umthetho wayo, umthetho weZimbabwe, ingahloniphi amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, ma-citizens eZimbabwe. I-EU, iFrance, o-UK, o-US, into abakhuluma ngayo inye nje kuphela. Bathi Zimbabwe, government yeZimbabwe, President Mnangagwa le government yakho, hloniphani umthetho weZimbabwe, hloniphani amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, hloniphani impilo yabantu beZimbabwe, yibani lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Landelani umthetho. Kambe umuntu okuncenga kangako ekuncengela ukuthi kube kuhle kwelakho ilizwe uyabulwelani laye? Angeke buqine ubudlelwano okungazange kwenziwa lokho kufunwa yiconstitution yeZimbabwe. Labo laba abangaphandle abathi kakwenziwa kababuyi lezinto ezingaphandle kweconstitution yeZimbabwe, bathi landelani iconstitution yeZimbabwe kuphela nje.
Uhulumende kamnankagwa ungathi uya kulungisa yini konke okwathiwa kumela kulungise ngamazwe afana leFrance akuEuropean Union kanye laboMelika ukuze kulungiswe ubudlelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe ilalawa mazwe.
Akula manyathelo uhulumende athathayo ukuletha inguquko eziza kwenza ukuthi izwe leZimbabwe libe lobudlelwano obuhle lamazwe omhlaba. Lokhe lidonse ngaliyandlela ngaliyagiya esikhathi sikaMgabe yokungahlonipha amalungelo abantu yokuvimbela amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi akhankase ekhululekile yokuzama ukucisha kuphele inhlanganiso ezizimele sithi ngama-NGOs ukuvimbela abantu inkululeko yokuhlangana yokukhuluma yokuvimbela imisakazo ukuthi bengekhululekileyo. Sibona kulokhu kuqhubeka ukusebenzisa iZBC kunye lamaphepha kahulumende sengathi aluhlangothi lweZANPF. Le ngatsha zikahulumende ngokuhlukahlukeneyo zisetshenziswa sengathi ngezeZANPF. Yilokho nje amazwe omhlabathi kakwenzi akulungiswe, kodwa kasiboni manyathelo athathwayo ukuthi kuguquke khona lokho. Ngakho ubudlelwano soze bulunge noma ikanjani.
Umnumzana efihlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZanu PF umnumzana Belief Gawule.
Ukuchayela ihlombe okwenziwe ngumongameli welizwe echayela upresident weFrance ngokunqoba akwenzileyo ekhethweni kuyinto eqondileyo njalo kuyinto enhle ikakhulu kuzinkokheli ezikhangelele ukuthi zisebenze basebenze bonke bekhangela ubudlelwane bamazwe abo. Kuyikungezelela kunokutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi ukhangelele ukuthi amazwe la ayevale nyango evalele iZimbabwe ivuleke kuyindlela yokukhulumisana enhle njalo yokubuyisana ekakhulu emazweni la evele silahlile. Kuyinto enhle ukuthi yenzakale ngalolo hlobo ukuthi umongameli ethe khangelela bona abantu abayibo abangamenzeli kuhle abamfisela ukubi ababona ukuthi kalwi labo, kodwa ke udinga ukuthi babe yingxenye ukuthi besebenze ndawonye ngoba singeke sizimele sisodwa siyiZimbabwe.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe, kodwa bakhona abamhlekayo abathi uzisikela ehwahweni lapha ngoba akula budlelwano kumbe ubungane obukhona phakathi kwakhe lo mongameli weFrance.
Abathi akula budlelwane phakathi kukaMacron lo President Mnangagwa abalaqiniso. Iqiniso yileli, ubudlelwano obukhulu bukhona phakathi kwelizwe leFrance leZimbabwe. Ubudlelwano lobu babankomo ngemva kokuthi upresident senanzelele ukuthi amazwe la aflathela iZimbabwe avala iminyango yayo, uMnangagwa wathumela izikhonzi zakhe kiyo wonke amazwe lana ikakhulu kuma-European EU countries, wathumela izikhonzi zakhe ukuthi ziyekhulumisana lawo kubuyele njengayizolo kube kudlelwane. Ngokunjalo sibonile kakhulu ukuthi iFrance iyenze kuhle, yaye yaresponda kuhle kuhle kakhulu ngoba emkhosini ka-September ngo-September ngo-2021 uambassador weFrance waba khona kukhomishinwa ilozen iplant liyana ye 3 million reconditioning ye Sedco plant yenziwayo. IFrance yayimele ngambassador wayo. Ngokunjalo kuyatshengisa ukuthi uambassador yena yedwa kahambe emkhosini enjengalala, ngokuambassador vele umela yena umongameli welizwe. Ikubona kwamanye amazwe kuthiwa uambassador kuthiwa his excellence uyabe vele kunguye yena. So uMacron wayemelwe nguambassador, uambassador waba khona, kodwa amanye ama-ambassadors la ama-EU countries ayengekho. Kwaza ukuthi futhi eZimbabwe, uGreat Zimbabwe ngale ngomkhosini okhona ngoMay ngo-2021 ulokuze u-ambassador weFrance waba khona njalo futhi. Ngokunjalo konke khona kuyatshengisa ukuthi upresident weFrance uMacron ubesevulile amasango, wasivulela ukuthi sikhulumisane laye sidale njalo ubudlelwano obungasincedisa siya phambili njengamazwe omabili.
Uthi njalo uMnankagwa ubona ubudlelwano obuhle kuyiwa phambili phakathi kweZimbabwe leFrance, kodwa abanye bathi kumnyama phambili. Uthini ngalokho?
Nxa sikhangela iFrance Kono kwesenge ngakubeka ukuthi iFrance ikhanya ukwenza kwayo akufani la kwamanye amazwe la ama European countries. Ama countries amanye ngale emkhosini nale kade ngiyibala lekuzimiseleni ukuthi bancedise ilizwe leZimbabwe kabakho asibaboni. Kodwa sibona ngemva kokuthi uMnangagwa wasethumela izikhonzi zakhe zaborder ihlelo lwaluphethwe ngumoyi owayephethe ugatsha lwe-foreign affairs uSibusiso Moyo. Kwaba le-engagement, re-engagement exercise eyaqhutshwayo ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe ngumongameli, isungulwe ngumongameli welizwe ukuthi kukhulunyiswane lamazwe. Nanga siyabona amazwe anje ilizwe leFrance ngemva kokhonoko liqala ukuthumela izikhonzi zalo emkhosini emkhulu enjengayena le engiyibalileyo emibili lwana oSeth Golalona weGreat Zimbabwe okwakade kungasayenzakali osokusenzakala. Kutsho ukuthi sikhangeleleke ukuthi ngokunjalo kutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi ubudlelwano lobu bukhule futhi busiya phambili. Lanxa nje amazwe amanye khona ngale ku-EU iyo abamazwe njengaboFrance yikaza sincedisa futhi ukuthi athungulule amafindo labotshwe yi-EU.
UMnumzana Belief Gawule lilunga lezanu PF. Kusenjalo umongameli weMelika uMnumzana Joe Biden laye utshayele uMacron ihlombe ngokunqoba kukhetho lwayizolo esithi ukhangelele ukuqhubeka exhasana laye kunhlelo zokusekela ele Ukraine lona eliphakathi kokuhlaselwa ngele Russia. Uthe bazaqhubeka besebenza ndawonye njalo ekuvikeleni umbuso okhululekileyo emhlabeni jikelele kanye lokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo. Lumbukiso ubukhangelelwe ukuvulwa ngumongameli wele Kenya uMnumzana Uhuru Kenyatta, kodwa akaseyi kwenelisa kulandela ukubhubha kwaye ngumongameli walelo lizwe uMnumzana Mwai Kibaki. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi kulamankampani avela emazweni alitshumilane 14 azaphatheka kulumbukiso wona oza ngesikhathi umnotho weZimbabwe uqhubeka usadalala. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho uMnumzana Regishoko.
Amakampani avela kwamanye amazwe abuya eZimbabwe International Trade Fair aloke siya esiwa malutshwana okuyikho kuyenzayo kuthengiselana lokulobelana kwamabhizimusi kube kulutshwana. Xuna kusenza i-trade fair kuyesiba yinto nje ukuthi siyabehlanganisa amakampani unganazelela isikhathi eziningi izitende ezinkulu ziyabe zithethwe ngezihlanganiso zikahulumende lezinye ezisebenzisana lohulumende lokampani kahulumende. Kungula makampani amalutshwane kakhulu aphakathi kwezomnotho angabe esenza into ze-trade fair. Ungakhangela ukuthi umnotho wethu une kanjani njalo lokuma kumnotho nje jikelele kwenza into ezinjabo zimbabwe international trade fair izitshizi zifuze zibe zidinga izindlela loba amaqhinga okutshintsha indlela ebuthanisa abantu loba uhuga abantu ukuze kube lempumela kumabhizimusi ikakhulu nxa umhlaba umnotho wezimbabwe ungathuthuki lokhu ume wandawo njengalokhu sikubonayo phakathi kweminyaka eminingi ethize edlulayo. Kuza kwazima ukubana kube la mabhizimusi esithi meaningful transactions or business eZimbabwe International Trade Fair nxa singaqhubeka sibona senza izinto njengoba zihlale zisenziwa. Kuyikubana ingane ngumbuthano nje ofuze kubuthane ngazonke isikhathi ngalesi sikhathi somnyaka.
Sibona ukubana sokuqhamuke ukukhulumisana kubi phakathi kuka sibalukhulu we Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe ubaba John Mangutsha labo somabhizimusi abaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. Yona esola uhulumende isithi akaluphathi kuhle udaba lomnotho okuyinto ecunule uMangutsha othi osomabhizimusi laba balahlekile kakhulu. Ulubona njani lolo daba?
Ngasikhangele ikakhulu ngozokunotho eZimbabwe lokhu hlala khona ungathembani phakathi kwamasobo omabhizimusi nalebhanga elikhule leZimbabwe sokule minyaka edlula elishumi kunjalo. Kodwa okunye kuvela kokubana thina njengabo somabhizimusi abaningi bethu bangamaqili loba sithi abathembakalanga njengalokhu ababe sithi i-reserve bank ayithembakalanga layo. Ungakunazelela ukubana even amakampani athola yena le mali ku-auction encane abayitholayo intengo abathengisa ngazo azitshengisa ukuthi bathola imali echibileyo. Ungawunanzelela njalo uzwe ulandelele uzabona khona amakampani athatha imali ku-auction angayithenga lutho bandle kwelizwe afike athengise nje imali yona engaphenduka azothenga yinye ethengisa nje kube umsebenzi wokuthengisa imali. So kwele Zimbabwe into eqakathekileyo ukutshintsha i-mindset abantu kuyoqakatheka ukuthi nxa kusetshenzwa kusetshenzwe ngoba la industry kathe silazo izigilikigxi ezenza khonoko abantu uhulumende uyakwenza ngoba bacabangela ukuthi bayakwenza kodwa la uhulumende kangelela ukuthi angangeni kakhulu esithi too much interference kuma-market forces. Kufuze awavumele nje ama-market forces kodwa wagayide engangeneli ukuthi uyabe sebuya ngani i-authority. Sikhangele kweli governor uMagunja indaba ye-foreign currency ingani simehlule ukuthi ayibambe ngendlela ngoba lona i-option ibisebenza kuhle kodwa isiqedwe i-confidence ngokudileya ukubhadala loba ingayenza ama-location okwenza amabhizimusi bebe lidinga ama-alternative and alternative black market. Njalo kube sokungabi lokuthembana ngokhayana abaye bayithola ngaso zonke isikhathi beyifuna abanye bayithola ngudla abanye bayithola ngokwazubani yibo kungani kwenza into zihluphe konoko.
Umnumzana Reji Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ivika ukuba inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries isixwayise ukuthi umnotho uzabhidlika uguqe ngamadolo nxa uhulumende engaqhubeka ebamba osomabhizimusi ngamandla ukuthi basebenzise idola lakuleli. Ikroniko ithi isabelo semathebelelendi silakho ukulahlekelwa ngama-constituencies amahlanu ngoba bebalutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani Studio 7 ninjani? Hayi siyacela nisize lapho nisifake emsakazweni ngalento yenzakala lapha eSouth Africa ama-agenti sokunama-agenti asuka ethumbe abantu ke siyacela ukuthi nizame ukuthi lolu daba lilofake emoyeni impela ligcwale yonke indawo ngoba abantu besimame bayaphela lapha eSouth Africa ngendaba yokuthunjwa ngendaba yemsebenzi ikakhulu sikhala ngalabo abakithi ngoba yibo abastranded kakhulu siyacela kakhulu nizame ukuthi nifake le ndaba emoyeni abantu bonke bayizwe nala manamba lawo eniwabonayo yiwo amanamba abatshontsha ngawo abantu nabantu abaningi abazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngiyabonga. Igama nguVusimuzi Ndlovu.
Sanibonani Studio 7, ngikhulumayo Lucas Ngwenya from Plumtree. Ngibokuzwa nje sometimes ama-interview wenu li-interview abantu bezana ngikhuluma nje ngento zesizwe ukuthi ilizwe abantu baphatheka kanjani anjalo nje. So ngiyathanda always kulandela ilokunjaneni yenu but into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu bezano aba-understand ukuthi abantu behlupheka bagcwele indawo zonke. Njengamanje mina ndaye eSouth Africa, impilo yaseSouth Africa lempilo yaseZimbabwe idifa noma sisho ukuthi i-corruption lana eSouth ikhona but ingcono ayifani yasezimu. Esezimu i-serious because abantu bezano noma benza i-corruption abatshelani noma benza into embi abanasikhathi yabo noma bangazi bebulala umuntu ewani abakubona ukuthi umuntu bebona le nto le lazi kunzima raphya kunzima kakhulu.
ngiyabingelela umsakazi we Studio 7 basakazi bonke nabalaleli be Studio 7 basakazi anisakazela izindaba ezinhle izindaba ezimnandi ezindaba zeqiniso siyezwa namhlanje ukuthi kwenzekani ezweni singaphandle silami sibenzeka elizweni laseSaudi ngilanga eMpumalanga ngiyezwa ukuthi kwenzekani emhlabeni siyabona ukuthi kwenzekani ngendaba yeGugula le kahle kahle kunebhuni elalihlala lapho ezime balithathela iplazi balithathela inkomo balithathela everything enaninakho kahle kahle lithathelwa ngabantu bezanu manje kuhlupheka thini abantu besingebeleni abantu bakamthwakazi singazange azange sizidle nalezo zinkomo azange sihlale nakuleyo ndlu abamthathela yona manje namhlanje nguye sisapota i-operation Gugula leyo ukuthi ishaye ixoshe abantu bethe abantu lelo bhuni lelo yabona iy'thombe zakhona sinazo siyathumelana ngokunjalo ngokunjalo okay okhulumayo ibahlangene umzulu kamazi umhlakagqibe emngceleni egwandwane esigodini ngiyabonga ngikholele okhulumayo
Studio 7, Studio 7, mlapona namose, mlapona namkoma jonga, blessing, mkoma jonga, mlapona namonko, mkoma wande monke, mlapona na wameriko, ashe tri rai, turi wambola, kukrispin bin, iyo umbia wate mtu guzi zye chitongi, chibabu, wababu, wamba chitonga, kusheba chitonga, shi, tulapona, tipona logo, donga mpona mlena, iti la lumba, turi wambuzi, awamuwe, zuma bale kumusu, Over Chilim Coca, over Jimmy, Abam in the Tiri Wambus, Yabonke, Valumuso. Chile Tishi, Tianautimu Voto, Voto, Tianautimu Voto, Voto, Tatiani Mirijonga, Ganagatas, Yanaganautin, special about Tonga, Tatuopi Paramendo, Tianauti, Movote, Jimichin, Mrajana Testa, Zoba, O Paramenco, Tiri Wambus, Yamachifis, Wamu, Wam Sala, Tiri Wambu, Yaste. In Kuo, Miso, Mutu Guzzi, Odi, Navatongo, Mutabambu, Bambu, Amsova, Amban, Talumbari, Wambu, and Billy Crispin, Uzomambano.
Salbonani Studio 7, Gabin Elena, and Chandu Paula and Nani Lapa, and Banduba, Zimbabwe, and Babbage Sabashana, and South Africa. Melan Chandu Babon Sakona, Gucci. Bantu bakithi indawo yokuqasha ayisekho bakithi ayisekho njalo akusena ukuthi singathini inzondo isiningi lapha eSouth Africa into ekhona ukuthi sizivuyelele ekhaya nje siyozamana ukulungisela izwe lethu sibone ukuthi sizolungisa kanjani ngoba nje ma singayenzanga le nto cabanga ukuthi kuzoba nzima abantu ngeke beze bephile kahle lapha eSouth Africa uma ngibhekile manje ngoba uma ngibhekile nabanye kukhona nje abanye asabe-retrenchwa ngabelungu for no reason so izinto sezijijile umuntu osekhaya ocabanga ukuza ngapha ngicabanga ukuthi mangazihlalele khona le silindele o-2023 ozayo silungiselizwe yabonga
Sanibonani bantu bakithi linjani ngezindawo. Hayi mina ngisazibuza ngempela umbuzo ongenampendulo ngabantu bezana uPF laba abahlala bekhuluma amanga okuza namalanga. Kambe kule 42 years lezi izana uPF iyenzeni? Izana uPF nje into ongathi ukuthi izana uPF iyenze lokhu yikuphi? Namanje laba beqhubeka betshela abantu amanga bethi bazoyenza lokhu. Isikhathi sonke bebekuphi bengayenzi? Why bengayenzi kungakavutwa? Bezoqala betshela abantu amanga why bengayenzi manje kungakavutwa? These terms of Hongi is going to be a good thing. Kube ngaku Kulumaka and the Umutu Omucha Ongakangi power. Kube Nasia Chukuti, I no Muntas as a symbol. Not on Nangakola. Navan Tavan to Kurumutu Kurumatona is as the chamber was a piece. Kati, we have a Fuguna and Lomut, Enta, Anakaza, Ibun. Mancha Abantu was in the Abantu Kitch. Okumu to Tillis, Abantu Lamas, Abantu was of Sukitin. Abanava was another Kumamangavana. Come into Abasa, Tinta and Pelabe Yenze, Enta, Abantamakas, Ribun. It is a little and a jelly feel is not to pay it. You know, is an opinion. Into entering and tell about Abai Lee to do bars or good again. Is a little bit of the energy teach. Is a little bit of the energy after a year in the city.
Abalaleli be Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge WhatsApp Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi kufe amasotsha kwele mali ayisithupha njalo kwalimala angamashumi amabili ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwenkamba zawo ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabahlamuki besimoslem abedlulise amalawulo. I-AFP ithi ukuhlaselwa kwabokholo lwesimoslem kwele India kuyadlondlobala. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken kanye lonobhala wezomvikela umnumzana Lloyd Austin bethekelele kwele Ukraine izolo ukuyakhulumisana lomongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Volodymyr Zelensky mayelana ngokuhlaselwa kwelizwe lakhe ngele Russia. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi iziphathamandla zeMelika ezisezikhundleni zalolu hlonzi ziye kwele Ukraine ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwalo kumpi esaqhubeka. Lanxa imininingwane yalomhlangano ingakavezwa ngokugcweleyo, umongameli Zelensky ubekhangelelwe ukucela uBlinken loAustin ukuthi bakhuthaze uBiden aphe ilizwe lakhe izikhali zokulwisana leRussia. Sicocelo cubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Umhlangano lo uka Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin lo Secretary of State uBlinken ubuqhakathekile ngoba it's assessing the situation on the ground ukuthi how far has the war gone, i progression le regression, lama realities ukuthi vele inganqobakala yini ilokhu zeni impi yona lay between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Sibona ngantwa iRussia pulled out of ama regions amaningi and they're now concentrated in the south, i Donbas le Luhansk region, kathese ngantwa i Mariupol sebeyisaroundile and there's one place engantwa the war is still going on. So I think ukuhamba kwabo ama Americans oka Lloyd Austin lo Blinken is to make sure ukuthi i reassurance yes support ya Melika for the sovereignty of Ukraine and ukuba promise the next way forward.
Umongameli weUkraine ukhala ngezikhali uthi iMelika lamazwe akuNATO kumele aphathise ilizwe lakhe ngezikhali ezithize ukuze lenelise ukulwisana leRussia. Ubona ziphuma yini lezo zikhali njengokufisa kwakhe uZelensky?
Izikhali ezicelwa ngumongameli welizwe uVladimir, ngiyabona ngathiwa it's a gradual approach ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi sebenikwe close to $3 billion in support. Sibona lathi ama reports aphumayo kuma Facebook lamanye ama media sites esithi izikhali zangkhona bezingakafiki 2 weeks ago but kathesi ngathiwa sezifika on the front line. Mina mbona ngathiwa iAmerica layo ukuthi ithumeze izikhali ibikhangela ukuthi akusoze kube njenge-Afghanistan khona abathiya khona izikhali eziningi when the Afghanistan army just yaphongunxibilika without even putting up a fight. So kuyabe sokudangerous ukuthi izikhali ziyamelika zingafika khona ngale in the future zisetshenziswe against the Americans. So mbona ngathiwa izikhali bazazinikwa but at a gradual phase and assessing ukuthi strength ye Ukraine imeka ngapi.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai uhlaziya ezombusaswe. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele amhlophe usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho. Umnangagwa uthi uMacron ngomngane wakhe njalo uthi ubona ukukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Abanye besithi awusoze ulete umahluko kwezenotho. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 nam. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.